Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797, Champ and Chump. Gator, my champ of the weekend is Josh Gattis, Michigan's offensive coordinator, who clearly went into that Michigan State game with the idea to attack Michigan State's passing defense. You always want to be balanced. You always want to, you know, try and be able to run and throw. And yet he came out and they threw on their first four plays, I think it was, before they even tried to run the ball, and continued to throw throughout the day. I mean, they had the scouting report down. Gattis had Chump votes this year, but I'll tell you what, he said, stick with me. I've been through this before. I know what it takes to get an offense in place. It does take a minute, so spare us. Just give us a chance, and it's come together. They've averaged 38 points a game since the Iowa game. They've done it against some decent defenses. Obviously, a huge challenge coming up, but Josh Gattis, my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, when Josiah Scott left after three plays in the game or whatever it was, Michigan State just doesn't have the depth on the defensive side, and it showed in spades on Saturday. My champ is Shea Patterson. I mean, he dismantled that MSU defense with his arms and his legs. He threw for 384 yards and four touchdowns. It's not that he ran down the field. It's that he was able to buy himself time, extend the plays, and then throw passes very accurately. And his receivers did an excellent job of catching the football. Guys that were dropping the passes earlier this year were not dropping the ball on Saturday. They did a fantastic job of hanging on to it, and he did a great job of locating those guys.
All right, Chump of the weekend. My Chump of the weekend is Matt Patricia. This defense is so unbelievably bad, and I can't imagine that there's anything that they like. The stubbornness not to change up. I mean, Prescott said it after. Yeah, we know what they do. They're an easy scout. I can't believe that this is the guy that ran the Patriots defense and won Super Bowls. We knew they'd give up yards. The Patriots defense used to give up yards. They didn't give up points. I think that we just looked this up. In the 3 of the 4 years before he came here, they were like top five in points allowed and always near the top of the league. But they gave up yards. Now they've combined the giving up yards with the giving up of points. They're so bad.
Guys, we're halfway there. We got the giving up yards part. That's fine. Yeah. We just got to stop them from scoring. My chump's the NFL. The way that they've handled the Kaepernick situation is beyond frustrating. I mean, why has it taken 3 years for them to give him a chance? Why did they spring it on him on Tuesday with a two-hour take-it-or-leave-it approach? Why were they so unwilling to compromise on anything that Cap's camp was asking for? I mean, it's simple, actually. They don't want him in a league. They just want him to go away. That's the result. It's unbelievable the way they've handled this.
We'll get into that, I'm sure.
There's a lot to the story, but yeah. Caps Camp changed the script, and I kind of applaud them for doing it. And yet, it may have been a fatal blow to his chances.
I wonder if this guy really wants to play in the NFL. I've seen that take,
and I understand, but we'll get into it.
There's a chance that the only reason Kaepernick wanted to do this is because they want to do a Nike commercial around it.
I think they just want to embarrass the NFL as part of it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.